Our first president, George Washington, was president for 2 terms, or a total of 8 years. Then he decided that he didn't want to run for office or try to be elected again. When he did this, he set a precedent, or a way of doing things that other people followed. For many years, no other president ran for more than 2 terms. Presidents Ulysses Grant and Theodore Roosevelt tried to run for a 3rd term, but they were unsuccessful. In 1940, however, President Franklin Roosevelt became the first president to be elected for a 3rd term. Actually, he even won a 4th term and could have served for 16 years total, but he died in office early in his 4th term. After he died, Congress, or the lawmaking part of the U.S. government, decided that it didn't want anyone to be able to be president for more than 2 terms because it would give the president too much power. They created what would become the 22nd Constitutional Amendment, or a change or addition to the Constitution, which states that no one can be elected to the office or position of president more than twice or 2 times. The amendment was created by Congress in 1947 and ratified or approved by the states in 1951.